Raph, always a pleasure when you go back into the archives, and you came up with a good one this week. The baseball world lost Tony Taylor. And for those fans who don't remember him, he was a second baseman. He played for the Cubs and the Phillies and the Tigers and the Phillies. A 19-year major league career, Raph. 19 years, 2,007 hits. He was a second baseman when Jim Bunning pitched his perfect game against the New York Mets way back in Father's Day of 1964. We had that on the show as well. But he was from Matanzas, Cuba, and I was there. I've seen where Tony Taylor grew up. But Tony Taylor was an exceptional player. He was a New York Giants signee way back in 1954. Then, as he tells us, he was drafted by the Chicago Cubs and traded to the Phillies, and he was a Philly for many years, then to the Tigers for many years. But he had a really nice major league career. I ran into him, Raph, when he was a coach for the Miami Marlins way back in the early 2000s. But Tony Taylor passed away this week, and he was one of those names of baseball that if you followed baseball in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and well into his career as a coach, you knew Tony Taylor. So, Raph, I'm very happy to bring this interview that we have in the archives with Tony Taylor, who we lost this week at age 84. What a pleasure to bring Tony Taylor to the audience.
Marty Lurie with Tony Taylor. Tony, of course, one of the great moments in baseball history was June the 21st in 1964. Jim Bunning, your Philadelphia Philly teammate, on Father's Day pitched a perfect game against the New York Mets.
Well, Marty, it's one day nobody forget. We just left New York, and the people in New York that watched that game, they still remember. In my mind, I never forget that day. There was a day, the Father's Day. We were playing doublehead in New York. Jim Bunning pitched the first game. And I remember by the sixth inning, I think, Jesse Gunn hit a line drive. I dove for the ball. I knocked the ball down. I knocked a line drive down. And I lowered my knee, and I pick it up and throw to first base to throw Jesse Gunn out to save that perfect game. They was the only ball hit hard, and that game was hard. Jesse Gunn hit to me, the land right to second base. Jim was in touch with that game. I mean, he was, I think he struck out about 12 hit of that game. And he had a tremendous slider. The best pitch he had all day was a slider. Sinker fastball was working for him, keep the ball down always. He was pitching heavy hitter. You know, I don't think he threw many pitches. He was every hitter. He was in two strikes right away. And he was in that in the best game I've ever seen him pitch. I think by the 7-8 inning after I make a play, nobody said anything to him. Everybody was to come and sit down, and nobody said anything to him. So by the 8 innings, he stand up. He said, "Well, guys, nobody said anything to me. I need a 3-out, and you have to help me to make a perfect game." So he knew. He knew about it 19 and what he had to say. So we was afraid to say something to him because, you know, always you feel like it's a bad luck. If you say something to the pitcher, it's pitching no-hitter. But that was great because Jim Bunning was not only a great pitcher, great person. And in all those years, I was very close to Jim Bunning. We have the opportunity to play together against in Cuba. Many years ago, he was playing in Cuba, my home country, and I knew Jim for that time there. And then when we used to play against Detroit in spin training, because he pitched for Detroit, always we used to talk and everything. And one thing I remember too about Jim Bunning, Jim Bunning is the one that helped me to come to the big league, because I was playing one year when I went back to Cuba, I played double A ball. And I was facing Jim Bunning there, and I have a good luck against Jim Bunning. I got one or two, three hit against him. So the scout from Chicago Cubs came over and asked him the opinion. He said, "Who's the best player here?" He said, "Tony Taylor." And then from that day, I got drafted by Chicago Cubs. So he make a big recommendation for me. And like I said again, there was a great day, a special Father's Day, and his wife was there with the kid, and it was great to them to see him pitch a perfect game.
Boy, Tony Taylor, great recollection of a great pitcher, Jim Bunning, and he made a big difference in your life. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Almighty.